When you were putting all these deals together and growing MAPCO, what do you think was your particular talent? Was it that you were able to get people to agree or put people together? What do you think your strong suit was?
I could always raise the dough. If we didn't have it in the bank, I knew where to get it, and I could get it. I told the various heads of our divisions that whenever we found a deal that looked attractive, I could get the money for it, and did. I let people pretty much run their own show. As long as they were doing a good job and producing the earners that I expected, why should I attempt to change anything? And I think I've always had tremendous respect from the people that worked for me. In fact, I've given a Christmas lunch every Christmas to the top guys that worked for me. And in December, I'll be giving, I believe, the 27th lunch.
Wow. That's a great way to honor them and say thank you, wasn't it?
Well, they appreciate it. You know, I have to have good genes. My mother died at 94, and she had various physical problems that probably brought about her early death. I can remember my grandfather, her father, who died at 94 in 1933. That was almost unheard of.
Yeah. Young people listen, college crowd, they're heading out into the workplace. What kind of advice would you offer them?
Well, to begin with, be willing to work hard at what they chose to do. I think basically that would be it.
You say work hard. I would imagine a 10-hour day was nothing for you.
Oh, yes.
So as successful as you were putting in those long, long days.
My business experience really started when I was in the Warden School. I handled accounting for two of my uncle's businesses in Philadelphia. I negotiated the sale of one of them to Armstrong Cork, and Armstrong Cork wanted me, apparently met my terms as to compensation. I never received the letter. The day I had told them I could report, I lived with my uncle at that time. I got home, and I had a call from George Arisman, the vice president. What happened? Why didn't I show up that morning? Well, I explained that I'd never received a letter, and because I was exempt from all final exams, I had gone to work for Keystone in Philadelphia 12 days before. That was actually before graduation, which I never did attend to get my diploma. They sent it to me.
And so that was, should we call it lucky, the fact you didn't get that letter. You went to work for Keystone, and
that's right.
Thus the story is told to this day.
That's right.
How would you like to be remembered?
As Mr. MAPCO.
I'm sure that everybody would remember you that way. What you did for that company was absolutely amazing, and for the community. All the employees you had at MAPCO, how many at one time?
Eventually we had a total of 7,500 employees. They all had profit sharing. They were well compensated because we expected a day's work for a day's pay. And I don't know, it just worked.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for sharing your remarkable story and the fact that you're 98 and still working, still driving to work is even more remarkable. It's my honor to meet you, of course, and visit with you, so I thank you very much.
Well, John, it's really an experience for me, and I'm glad to have done it.